This week, the Ivy League outlawed tackling in football practice. Some have hailed this as an important step to protect the players, while others have warned it will be the end of the game as we know it. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubakin, and I believe it just might be the best way to save the game. Political writer George Will, an avid baseball fan, once said that football combines the two worst things about America. It is violence punctuated by committee meetings. Football is not getting rid of the committee meetings, also known as huddles, but this week the Ivy League decided to reduce the violence. Starting this season, no Ivy League team will be allowed to tackle during practice. The goal is to limit concussions, which have become a national concern. The announcement generated more attention than Ivy League football has received in years. Many applauded the decision, while some critics warned it was the beginning of the end of the sport they love. I can understand both arguments, but here's a third. If football cannot convince parents the game is safe, parents will respond by simply keeping their kids out of it. Besides, the Ivy League's decision is not as radical as it might seem. True, 40 years ago, when Division I football teams could have 120 players on scholarship, they would schedule 20 full-contact plays on Tuesday and 20 more on Wednesday, almost the equivalent of a full game in midweek. But when the NCAA limited each team to 85 scholarships in 1992, coaches reduced hitting in practice to save their players for the games. Decades ago, a Division III coach, John Gilardi of St. John's in Minnesota, decided to eliminate hitting in practice altogether and proceeded to win four national titles and 489 games, the most of any coach at any level. Okay, it's Division III, but Gilardi's success still surprised his critics. I grew up playing hockey where we hit all week during practice, then hit even harder during games. One practice, I made the fatal mistake of looking down to find the puck and woke up staring at four faces, asking how many fingers they were holding up. My helmet had cracked, so they gave me a new one, and I hopped back on the ice. Make all the jokes you like, but there was nothing criminal in any of that. That's just how we did things back then. But we know better now. We know the damage major collisions or even a lot of minor ones can do to the brain. We've seen the studies, looked at the scans, and heard the horror stories. We don't have all the answers, and it will take decades to know how today's players will fare. But as Hockey Hall of Fame goalie Ken Dryden said, we cannot afford to wait for the science. We already know parents won't wait that long. President Obama has said if he had had boys, he would not let them play football. Last week in my class on the history of college athletics, I asked my students how many would let their kids play football. Only half put their hands up. If football wants to avoid becoming a guilty pleasure like boxing, it has got to do something, and now. But some are concerned that football players who don't learn how to hit will endanger themselves and their opponents. That is possible. But hockey is as violent as football, and every hockey team I know of, from the Detroit Red Wings to the Michigan Wolverines to the high school team I coached 15 years ago, stopped hitting in practice years ago. The only result seems to be reduced injuries. Others have argued if you change the game too much, people will quit watching. But critics said the same thing back in 1906, when the newly formed NCAA allowed teams to throw the ball, and in 1945, when Michigan's Fritz Kreisler started substituting players throughout the game. Both changes improved safety and the sport. Life is hard and full of risks. Football property coach can teach us all of that, but if the lessons cost too much, we'll drop the class altogether. If we must choose between watching football die a slow death because nobody wants to play it, or eliminating hitting during practice, well, that strikes me as a no-brainer.